Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
Up until this week, I would actually say The Burt Show was good at hiding surprises, but no, that's right out the window now.
Mm-hmm. We suck at this whole planning retirement shows.
So I've told these guys, you know what's really fun for me is being surprised by who the in-show guests are that they have scheduled, right? I don't want to know. I don't want to know in advance. I want to be excited when they walk through that door and then all the memories are going to flood all back, right? So then it was Sanjay Gupta earlier in the week from CNN. That accidentally texted me about his time on The Burt Show this week, which I wasn't supposed to know about. Okay. And then I'm walking down the halls to get some coffee and I run into Mark Owens,
AKA Phil Tarana.
Phil Tarana. And just a couple of minutes ago, while we're all doing this group therapy here on exactly how we're feeling about The Burt Show ending, I am talking to Tommy off air while it's all going on to find out exactly what he wants to do with the next segment. Do we continue to go on? Do we take a break and play some commercials? And he says, now let's just break and we'll bring Melissa in right after that. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was in a moment and I forgot.
I'm like, who? And he's like, Melissa.
It just came out. And I was like, okay, that was great.
And I'm like, you idiot.
So would you like to introduce our next guest?
Hey, we didn't say what, Melissa. It could be Melissa, anybody.
Miss Melissa McCarthy's coming.
No, sorry, we could only get Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge just come in. No, let's pretend. Let's go ahead and pretend I don't have any idea at all, right? All right, so Kristen, you handle it.
Okay, Burt.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to surprise you with another blast from your past, sir.
God, I hope it's not Melissa Carter. God, what a pain in the ass she was all these years. Man, just so difficult to work with anybody but Melissa Carter. Who do you got lined up?
Said no one ever. She was an OG member of The Burt Show.
Sure was.
She was here on the air for the very first day. And of course, she deserves her own At Mike Music.
What?
Please welcome back to The Burt Show, the one, the only, Melissa Carter.
Yay!
And we're going to start dancing. What's
going to
happen?
I will have you know, I purchased this song for 99 cents when it came out.
Fantastic. Thank
it's
you,
Tommy.
It's
in my collection.
Please end the crying, Melissa Carter.
I come bearing gifts, but we'll do that off air. Well, first I got to give Kristen her.
Oh, you're so sweet. And coming from a Tennessee vault, that is huge, right. Melissa.
I gave her Kentucky blue flowers. I got some for you in the bag. Everybody else gets flowers, too. They're just not Kentucky blue.
Did you specifically wear the Tennessee to come in knowing that you got a Kentucky fan? And they play each other this weekend, don't they?
That's right. That's right. They sure do. But there hasn't been enough orange in the studio in a long time.
That's for sure.
How are you doing?
How am I doing? I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. So it's been an emotional roller coaster. I've been so good at compartmentalizing emotions my entire life that I'm leaning on that, but it's not working well. So I just feel emotionally and mentally confused this week.
Aww.
I'm not exactly sure how to be responding.
Well, you didn't know until 5 minutes ago, but thank you so much for letting me come back in. Let me give a quick shout out if you don't mind.
Take it.
So Katie Jo, Mr. Carter. Katie took Mr. Carter out of school this morning to hear. So I just want to say I love you, buddy.
Aww.
Because without the Bird Show, he would not be here.
Explain that.
So yes, I was on the Bird Show from the very beginning. Not the first show.
Oh.
3 weeks later.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, Bird didn't want me at the beginning.
I'm like a lesbian in studio. It'll never work.
But then he you know, got his wits about him and brought me in. No, I'm just teasing.
Smart.
So, gosh, it was 6 years into the Bird Show that I met Katie Jo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are no longer together. Because I want to give her girlfriend a shout out, too. She's wonderful. But we're no longer together, but we're raising our son together, Mr. Carter. And he just turned 11.
Wow.
Crazy, if you can believe it.
Because
when I left the Bird Show, we were talking about trying. And so we succeeded, and we have a son, and he's listening. Which is really special.
That is, man.
So thank you, Katie, for taking him out of school and sorry to the teachers for him being out for this.
And sorry the Bird Show is classically running late. As always.
I texted her and I said, well, I'm not going to be on at 8.
he could have come in here. That would have been fantastic.
I know. Well, I didn't know. It was a last minute thing.
Okay.
But she said, you know what? I'm gonna keep him out so we can hear you on the radio. So shout out to him. But yes, congratulations to everybody for a fantastic run on the Bird Show. And, you know, Tommy and I were talking about, some of the memories. I was on the Bird Show for 10 years. A lot that went on. But I think the main thing that went on, not only did you hire the lesbian on the show, but you also hired somebody who was really sick at the time. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that off air. And then he encouraged me to share it on air. But funny story. So we were supposed to do this bit on air. And Bert had this whole morning planned for this drink that was supposed to be the female version of Viagra. And so we were supposed to drink this drink and see if we got Randy, you know, during the show.
Very classic Bert show.
Yes. And so...
What an ill-timed way to get place to be Randy if it worked. So you get a rub
up. I wasn't going to do anything. Yeah. I mean, nothing was going to happen between y'all and me. But anyway.
You're going to rub up on Lindsay and Jeff.
See, Abby, there's a long history on this show of taking illicit substances on the air.
Yes. So I had not shared that I was sick. I was going through kidney failure. And I, you know, I'm tend to be the person who keeps that stuff to myself and try to tough it out. And so I read the ingredients on the bottle because I was really going into kidney failure. And I thought, I cannot drink this. I can't drink this, but I can't ruin this bit. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a moral stance. I'm like, no, this doesn't work. I'm not going to do it. You know, I was trying to play it off. And then thinking that Lindsay was going to take it and it would be fine. And I would be, you know, it would be the... you know, you balance each other out in our reactions. And then Lindsay's like, well, I don't want to take it either. And I thought, oh, my God. Bert, who had planned a whole morning on this, all of a sudden, to be a bit killer is the worst thing you can do in radio.
Uh-huh.
So I had a meet, you know, Bert asked to meet after the show. And I knew what it was about. So I divulged to him what was going on. And Bert was like, look, you know, you are safe with me. So you don't have to hide this from me. And we can work this out together. And then he encouraged me to share my, you know, struggle on air, which I did. And and I think it impacted a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the DMs that I have been getting about you the last couple of weeks have been so touching.
Oh.
Just that. And we have to go through this, and I don't want to rush through it also. Representation matters, right? And were you out when you were on 99X?
Yes.
You were.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you came over here, and I think for a top 40 to have somebody out on it was kind of unheard of at the time. And we didn't want to hide that at all. Yeah. And you touched so many people with your voice and your words. And I've just been getting one after the other after the other. Thank Melissa Carter for me. She represented who I was, and I'm so glad that she was so brave.
You know, we, my son and I were at an event last weekend, and somebody came up to me, because I think it, you know, this past month, this past few weeks of all these memories, people have been expressing, you know, their love of the show with me and the time I was on. And so there was a woman that came up to us and was saying the same thing. She was like, thank you so much for being out. Thank you for, you know, me growing up and listening to you do that. And it gave her, you know, encouragement and courage. And so, and then I was like, well, thank you so much. And I said, well, this is Katie and my son. This is Mr. Carter. And so anyway, she she shook his hand, and he was like, you know, he was so excited to tell her Katie's real name, because Katie Jo is not her real name. And so he was excited, and he whispered it. And then he said, now, wait a second. He said, now, if you know her, does that mean I'm famous too? So unfortunately, Mr. Carter is getting the bug, I'm afraid. But no, seriously, it helped me. It helped me for it to serve a purpose, because to be someone who is disenfranchised is, you know, it's an experience of, it can be an experience that turns into rage and anger and disillusionment. And I chose to turn it into something positive and constructive. And it's almost like, I felt fine to represent that community. I certainly thought there'd be more on the radio after I was on the air. Doesn't seem like there is. but I'm proud. I'm proud to be a lesbian. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my friends. I'm proud of my community. And, you know, it was just who I am. And that's what the Burt Show is about, is to be authentic. And, you know, on the Jeep ride in your old Jeep to the Big Chicken.
Yeah,
I remember. My interview.
Yeah.
Your interview was at the Marietta Big Chicken?
It was on the way to the Marietta Big Chicken. And then I met Jeff and Lindsay at the Big Chicken, and Jeff didn't talk to me at all. So so anyway.
That's how I knew I had to hire you.
So, but yeah, Burt said, is there anything that you need to ask me? And I said, well, I'm an out lesbian, and I'm not going to change that or hide that on air. And Burt said, well, I don't want you to be anyone other than who you are. And so that's when I knew that this was the place for me. So
The foundation of this show was built with all of us initially, and I just look back at it with such fondness. I don't want to say golden era, because then I think it takes away from the other people that have been on the show since us, but there was something magical about that time, and I'm explaining it to Abby over and over and over again.
I heard what you said earlier. It's going to be okay. Well, and if you don't mind me interrupting.
No, whatever you want, man.
When I walked into the studio, Abby, and this fancy. I mean, dude.
Check this out, right?
What?
Right.
I feel like the ex who lived with the guy when he was in that broken down apartment. And then I come back to his mansion. And I'm like, no, why didn't I get the fruits of this labor? So no, I'm just teasing. But no, back in the day, I mean, we literally were in a studio where Lindsay and I had to stand behind the board. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have room to sit. We had to stand in the wall between I mean, it was like, it was low-key. And, you know, and that's where so I think that also is, you know.
Was that part of the intimacy?
I guess it's when you know, I mean, because you started from that and came to here. Mm-hmm. And so that's what 25 years has done. And I commend you for that. I mean, because it is, you know, that's focus, that's consistency, regardless of the rotating door of, you know, co-host. Mm-hmm. You know, I really think that it's something special that you did. And I understand why people are nostalgic about it and afraid. I mean, because it was a very special time in my career. It was my career. I mean, it launched my career, and it got me to know so many people and to be, like you said, a role model for a lot of, I mean, there's so much special things. Like I said earlier, I have my family because of the show. And so, yeah, I mean, I really think that this has been a special place, and I appreciate you taking me on that journey.
After we had our little group therapy sesh, and, you know, you...
I was listening.
Yes. Yes. Because you were supposed to be on. But I was...
She would have been the only calming factor in here. We should have brought her in for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But that's what, in my head, I'm sitting here thinking, there is nobody more perfect to follow up this therapy sesh than Melissa Carter.
Than a professional who knows what she's doing.
Because I will never forget, because, you know, you departed the show, you left the show, and that's when I came in, and Bert was very mindful to let everybody know I wasn't like Melissa Carter's replacement, right? Like, I wasn't going to be...
I left on my own accord.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it was going to be one of those things, so trying to manage people's expectations that I was not going to be the caliber of Melissa Carter. You guys got to give me a chance. But I will never forget... And I don't even know if you remember this, but running into you at an event, I believe it was Toys for Tots or something along those lines, and you were there with another, you were leaving and I was getting there, and you took a moment to stop and to tell me, make it your own. Do your thing. Be you. You're going to be great. You got a great host. You're going to do awesome. And that meant so much to me. Aww. And just knowing...
And
like,
then we ran into each other at Pride after that,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
And we took a picture. And I tried to find that picture.
I have it.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You need to share it because I cannot find it.
Yep.
And you need to share it with me.
I think I was dressed as a peacock.
Whatever. Y'all, I mean, I need to come in more... Well, no, you're
Please.
Leaving.
Yes.
You're leaving.
Come in tomorrow. You could actually host it on Friday.
I mean, y'all are boosting my ego. This is fantastic.
Right? That always like stuck with me. And like, do I remember the exact words? But it's like in the words of Maya Angelou, you don't remember what people said. You remember how they made you feel.
Yeah.
And I remember how you made me feel in that Aww. Moment. And that's just the type of person you are. So.
Well, you deserved it. I mean, this is your spot. You've been here longer than me at this point. So, I mean, right?
Yeah, 14
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Dang, right.
So, yeah. I mean, it is, and you have made it your own. And I'm very proud of you. Thanks. And I love seeing you again. And Abby, are you listening? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
I will say this about Melissa Carter also. It's the same thing that I said about Phil Tirana and the same thing that I said about Leslie Fram. It's just that there are very few people that you meet, especially in this industry, where nobody has anything bad to say about them. And that is because of the way they live their life. And Melissa Carter is just one of them. You can't find anybody to say one bad word. And if you can, it's on them, not her.
Well,
I was going to say, don't talk to Katie Jo.
Well, you know, we can open up the phone lines. 1-855-BIRCHO. If you want to say crap to Melissa Carter, do
that's right. Roast Melissa. No, thank you for that. Look, Millie Pete is no longer with us. She was a big part of the show, and I commend her and my father for that because they were very much the same way. So it's about living your life and doing for others.
We're not letting you go, so you got to hang out.
I got to stay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know who you have to call, but you said you were probably going to be out of here by 8:30. And
I love you, Mr. Carter. Go to school.
All right, we'll be back with Melissa in a sec.
This is The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So Melissa Carter in studio with us this morning. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm not going to explain it to you.
I'm one of those old people. Back in my day, I was in the Burt Show.
So our friend Rich Eldridge did a story on the Burt Show.
Aww.
And I wanted to show you the picture that they used.
Okay.
And then I got a question for you that I really want answered.
Okay.
You remember the cover?
Mm-hmm. I do.
We did on Atlanta Magazine.
I do.
And it says, The Burt Show. Yep, it's tacky, but we can't stop listening. And it had True Confessions. It says Love Triangles, First Sex Fridays. But we are so serious looking on the cover of this. Whose idea was that?
I don't know. Because for some reason we felt, well, I think it was the photographer.
I think so too. It doesn't make sense.
God love him. I'm menopausal, so I'm terrible with names right now. But the photographer, who's legendary, he took that picture. And I think he was the one that wanted us to be more like a band than a morning show.
Is more like collective
soul. We were trying to be cool. Okay. We were new in town. But the funny story about that picture, and so if you look at the Burt Show Atlantic cover, magazine cover.
From 2005, by the way.
From 2000, wow. From a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need the wow.
I thought that was off mic.
That might have been the year she was born.
I left my cane in the other studio, but it's all, no, I'm just teasing. But he said, don't smile. And so took pictures. And then he said, Melissa, I need you to smile just a little bit. So my resting face apparently is too much for the photographer. So I'm actually smirking because he thought my don't know expression was too mean.
You had too much B in your RBF.
I did. And I thought that was hilarious. He didn't give that to anybody else, just Melissa. So.
I think this might have been before my veneers also. So it might have been yeah, we got to hide that smile. So then everybody's got to hide that smile. I remember running to the bookstore to see this magazine cover and walking into Barnes & Noble. And they just happened to have like 50 of them all lined up on a couple of different rows and just freaking out. 50 because nobody had bought it.
They're like, who are they? But same thing. And you can't help. You try to be humble. But when you're in the grocery store and you see, oh my gosh, look at there, the Burt Show's on the cover. Right. Or at the airport, you know. So yeah.
It was such a wonderful time because it was such a free for all, Abby. Like, it's not like it is today where we really, like, there was no schedule. I don't even think there was a schedule.
No, well, you don't keep your own schedule,
no,
honey. You never
have. Oh, no. I make it. I painstakingly make it, Melissa, and know, he Abby. Doesn't follow it at
I
all.
I know. I look at everybody else on the crew. I know what's happening behind the scenes. Come on. But no, I will say that when I was asked to come, and this has been several weeks ago, and I happened to find audio of my last day on air before my transplant. For those who have no idea who I am, I, like I mentioned earlier, I was going into kidney failure when I started the Burt Show, and I shared my transplant, my dialysis, everything on the Burt Show. And the last day before I left was a very special day. I mean, it was, I don't know, I think they thought I probably wouldn't come back. Who knows about surgery? But no, everybody was dressed in orange for Tennessee Orange. So I'm a Tennessee alumni, go Vols. And even 99X down the hall, they were all dressed in orange because I worked for those guys too. And it was just an incredible day. But I found the audio of that last day.
Great.
And so I want to share something because I think that Burt doesn't get enough credit for what a good writer he is, especially when it comes to letters and come to kind of a summary of things. So this is what Burt wrote to me on my last day before my transplant.
An open letter to Melissa Carter. Okay. Let's see if I can get through this. I think we live in a place in which it's really tough to find role models. Seems as though each week there's another reason to be skeptical of the people that we look up to. Your actions over the last few months have made me realize that it's not the people on television, a playing field, or even behind a podium that we should admire the most. Maybe it's the people right next to us. Over the past year, I've seen you battle every day, but you battle with a smile. I've seen days when your eyes said you'd rather be anywhere but working, but each day you forged on, never once giving in to your body. I once heard it said that life is 10% situation and 90% what you do with that situation. Never have I seen a better example of that statement than watching you the last year. Where you could have become bitter, you were positive. While you could have been withdrawn, you were open. When you could have been weak, you showed remarkable strength. I hope you've learned as much about yourself over the past year as I've learned about you. I've learned that I work right beside one of the strongest women I've ever met. I love you, I'll miss you, and most of all, I'm proud to call you friend, Bert. Thank you.
We're going to miss you.
And Abby, that was before ChatGPT. So those are actually my words.
That's right. That's before I am.
It's the old-fashioned days when you just had somebody else write it for you down the hall.
I remember you taking, like you telling me you were taking off and just me reeling, because there has to be a certain amount of dysfunction on a morning show.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be.
Or it'd be boring.
Mm-hmm. Or it would be boring, right? But Melissa Carter was always that stabilizing force, man. So when you were taking off, I'm like, we're done.
Oh, please.
We are going to cannibalize each other.
Well, and like I said, I mean, that was a beautiful letter. And I, over the course of my decade here, saw Bert write things. And I just wanted to highlight that because I think you're an excellent writer. Don't know if that's ever highlighted. And one other thing I wanted to play from that clip. I can't talk about my transplant without talking about the medical staff. And so this is something that I even forgot happened. And this is regarding the nurses in my dialysis unit.
They get so excited. And just to give you an idea of what they're going to do tomorrow when I go into surgery, you know, they'll call the hospital periodically to get updates. And then once I'm out of surgery and once they find that everything's okay, then they announce it to the entire clinic. And then they put signs up to let all the patients know that I got a new kidney. And, you know, it's just amazing how they really do get excited. The head nurse at my clinic, once she found out, and she called me at home like two or three times the other night just to find out. And once she found out, I mean, she just wept. You know, because she, again, as a nurse, is truly, and she's been a nurse for 20-something years, is invested in each and every one of her patients. Right. And of course, not all nurses are that way, unfortunately, but she definitely is. And she cried. And for my nurse to do that, because she cared so much and she knew the struggle that I went through, and she saw that struggle, you know, it's just such great support around me. I'm just truly lucky. Absolutely.
And if Nurse Jackie is listening, it's 23 years in a couple weeks I've had this kidney and still functioning, still healthy, and so still going.
I remember there was, and it's strange that I remember this. I remember after the transplant, there was some months later, you being really conflicted, like you really felt like you would have like this new lease on life and your attitude would be different. The greens would be greener. The yellows would be yellower. And that did happen for a little while. But then all of a sudden life started to sort of calibrate again.
Yeah.
Can you speak to those that are going to be going through the same thing for that emotional journey?
Sure. Yeah, it's euphoric because I was sick. I was on dialysis prior to, I was sick for years before that transplant. And it's one of the few surgeries that you have that you feel immediately better when you wake up because that kidney is functioning. And so, yes, there was a euphoria like I hadn't felt this good in a long time. And I was like, I'm going to be the perfect person and I'm going to do all these things. And my donor is a living donor, my cousin Pam, who is, you know, we try to vacation every year. Like, she's more in my life now than she was before the transplant.
I'm guessing you're paying for those trips?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Always. But she is, you know, my hero. And anyway, so, you know, know, it was, I had some, I owed her something I felt, and I owed God something, and it's like I got a second chance at life, and then life happens again. Then you start feeling guilty because you're getting mad, or you're getting frustrated, or you're getting jealous, or you're having those same old emotions. And I think we watch movies and see, oh, well, there's a turning point, and then the person lives happily ever after, and then it doesn't happen that way. Like, you're still human. But I will say that what I have experienced, and to, like you said, to those who are about to go through it, it's okay. Like, enjoy the euphoria. Like, don't just know that when the world starts easing back in, that it's okay and that's normal. But I will say that the way that the level that I'm on has been raised a little bit. So if I'm going through something, a hard time financially, emotionally, whatever it is, there is only I'll only let myself sink so low that I do think the transplant has helped me not, as Millie Pete would say, indulge. Like, she couldn't stand for someone to, she liked, it was okay to be upset, but she knew there was a point where being upset naturally ended and that you're indulging a little more into it by churning on it, thinking about it, doing, you know. So her feel, she's a very pragmatic woman, and it was don't indulge. And I think that her teaching, as well as the transplant, like, I don't stay low for long. If something hits me, where before, I mean, maybe I was always that way, I don't know, but I didn't feel that way when I was having the transplant. I didn't feel that way when I was first on the Burt Show. I was very insecure. But I don't think I don't have that anymore. And I do think the transplant helped that. So the message is that life will happen, but if you take the opportunities to see that, wait a second, I am blessed in this. Like you said, you compartmentalize your emotions, Bert. sometimes you can compartmentalize your life where this really blows, like, you know, the emotions that everybody shared, on their feelings of the Bert Show ending. But then over here in this part of your life, you know what? That's actually going pretty good. Actually, today's a pretty nice day. Actually, you know, my children, my pets, my, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, family. Like, I've got things, and I've got my health. I mean, I always look at people who are healthy and say, you got your health. And that's a blessing. You know, when I still take the 20-something pills I take every day. But it, there's something in your life that you can kind of hook onto. And don't indulge, and then you'll get through it.
I don't know why I'm starting to tear up right now.
Because you love me.
But here we go. Yes, I do. Is this all stuff you cover in the book?
Oh, yeah. So my son texted and said, talk about your book. Like, my little marketer. I don't know if you ever saw Eurotrip, but there in Eurotrip.
Hell yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's a great
movie.
It's
one of my favorites.
And they're like the worst twins ever. I'm the worst author ever because I waited until now to talk about it. I did write a book this year, released a book called Facing Inward. It is available anywhere you want to buy books. I started a podcast that's not on Burt's Podcast Network. I heard everybody else talk about theirs, so we'll have to talk about that.
All you had to do was ask, girl. All you had
I just
to do
started,
was,
I was like, oh, yeah. So,
it could again, have been a quick text message.
Worst author ever. But anyway, it's Facing Inward, and it's available. And I talk about being on the Burt Show. I talk about the transplant. I talk about health issues I had as a child. I talk about Millie Pete's death. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. But it's more of just kind of doing what people said I should do when I was on the Burt Show. They said, you should write this down. You should release a book. You should do this. And it wasn't until COVID that, of course, I had to take very seriously. And I was, you know, homebound for probably 2 years as compared to everybody else for like one. And that's when I did it. I finally just sat down, and it was very hard to go through some of these things again. But I'm so grateful that I had a journal when I was going through the transplant and dialysis. So I had references and names, and I dedicate the book to those transplant nurses, and I named them by name. Plus, I dedicate it to, you know, the custodians and the behind, you know, the technicians and everybody that's a part of that whole process. And so anyway, yeah, Facing Inward. And I'm very proud of it. And I hope you read it. And I hope you listen to the podcast.
Ooh, it's been good having you in here.
Oh, it's been good being in here. Yeah.
What a pleasant surprise, Tommy.
It's okay, Tommy. It's
what
okay.
What a pleasant not surprise, Tommy.
Thank you. And congratulations, Bert, on 25 years. Well Thank deserved. You. Congratulations to everybody else on the show for supporting this show, because it, as Bert always, it's a family. It's a team effort. It's not just one man. And so y'all have done a great job.
And talk about the most loyal listeners in radio, man.
Right. I'm telling you. And I love you all. And thank you so much. All the people at my son's school that say, I heard this person. I heard this person. Are you coming on? So, anyway, I'm here. I was here. So, yes, thank you so much. And congratulations. Enjoy your sleep.
Thank you.
This is The Bert Show.
Whew, in between all the goodbyes and the emotional roller coaster this week and the in-studio guests saying goodbye, I forget that we're doing a real radio show.
We are. Mm-hmm.
It's still a real radio show.
It is.
So a couple of weeks ago when we knew that the lights were going to come off here on October 24th, we have been getting a lot of DMs from people going, are you guys going to do your Ghost Hunters thing this year? Are you going to do Ghost Hunters this year? And the answer was no. Yeah. So Cassie had an idea.
Well, we've got an incredible podcast on Pioneer, which is Bert's podcasting network, called Mythfits. It's Tori Belleci and Carrie Byron. You might know them from Mythbusters. And they got to sit down with the OG Ghost Hunters. Like, y'all remember the ghost hunting show?
Yeah.
But in listening to the whole episode, they also had really spooky stories themselves. And so I thought it'd be kind of cool if they came on and gave y'all a little taste of spooky season. And then you can go check out the full episode if you want more of it.
It's a really great idea. Hey, Carrie. Hey, Tori. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Really good. It's been an emotional roller coaster in here, man. Last show for us is October 24th, so we're riding it out, man.
Yeah, you know what else is spooky? Wow. The show coming to an end. Nothing scarier than unemployment.
I can't think of anybody that doesn't know what Mythbusters was and is, but if they don't, can you guys sort of explain to them the phenomenon that was this show for so many years?
So the Mythbusters was a flagship show on Discovery Channel starting in the early 2000s. And it was a show that people watched with their kids, their grandparents. The demographic was like 8 to 80 men and women. So I think people have a lot of nostalgia for it. And so Tori and I start to tell a lot of behind the scenes stories and talk about all of the weird things that we used to do. We took urban legends and we tested them to see if they were true or not.
It's just one of the... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It just gave us a reason to blow stuff up. That was the main vehicle of the show.
Well, everybody has a favorite episode or a memorable episode, and the one for me was when you guys were flushing the toilet to see if poop particles got on everything in your bathroom. And that's the one that sticks out to me.
Yeah, put your toothbrush in the cabinet. Yeah. I mean, the entire world is covered in a layer of fecal matter, but in your bathroom. Kind of disgusting.
I kind of feel like the world needs more shows like this. When I turn TV on, I've got kids now. I just want something that they can learn, they're engaged in, and it's safe. And I think Mythbusters was that show from what, 2003 to 2016?
Yeah, we went for a long time. And, you know, the whole landscape, as you know, has changed. You know, television, the golden era of cable, I feel like, is kind of gone. And so you don't really have these kind of shows anymore.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing the Mythfits podcast.
Yeah.
We still wanted to bust some myths.
Let's definitely talk more about that. So exactly what are you guys, tell them what you're doing on the podcast.
Well, the podcast is really just an exploration of curiosity for us. We are still talking about whether things are true or not, but we are talking a lot about behind the scenes for Mythbusters. There's a lot of nostalgia involved for people who watched the show back then, but we also have a lot of really interesting guests, like whoever Tori and I are geeking out about, we're bringing on, from like astronauts to obviously ghost hunters.
I'm sorry, I have to jump in here because I geeked out when you guys got Steve Burns from Blue's Clues on. That, for my generation, to have Carrie and Tori and Steve on one episode, it blew my little millennial mind.
So Steve, to me now, in this current evolution of who he is, I was thinking about this the other day, it might be a stretch. The way he communicates now, he almost feels like this generation's Bob Ross.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Or he's just, everything's going to be okay.
What is it?
We need it, okay? We need the lifeline.
We need it. All right, so scare us a little bit here, guys. We need to get in the Halloween spirit here, and we usually do our own kind of ghost hunters thing that is always freaks us out, but you guys are armed with scary stories also.
Well, I mean, I've got a spooky story, but for me, this story isn't spooky. It's like one of those great love stories of all time. My family has lore of like this one ghost story that just, you know, my dad used to tell, but he has like that great big fish storytelling where, you know, I didn't know if this was going to be something that the rest of the family heard, but everybody heard and told the story. So in the 1940s, my great aunt and the love of her life, Jim, they were barreling down a road in a car. You know, just imagine a convertible in the 1940s, and things went out of control, and the brakes didn't work, and they're going around a corner. And as they're going almost over the cliff, he opens the door and pushes her out. He goes over the cliff with the car. So, you know, she's devastated. This is the love of her life. Every single night before she went to bed, she felt the bed depress down beside her. Every single night. People for years said that they saw Jim walking through parties. They're like, wait, Jim was here. Like it was like a constant thing until the day that she met her new husband and she heard a whisper in her ear that night, "You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay." And she never felt his presence again. Like this was one of those things where everybody's like, "Oh my God, Uncle Jim, I saw Uncle Jim." So like for us, it was just like a lifetime story of this love. I had never seen Uncle Jim before. Maybe I had, because I didn't know what he looked like. But yes, Uncle Jim was there to the day that she found her new love. I mean, it's a little too Hallmark movie meets Halloween for me.
It's great. All right, Tori, what do you got?
Well, we actually had the OG Ghost Hunters on MythFits, and we've known these guys for years because we used to do conventions together. So it felt fitting for Halloween that we would get them on. But about 2 years ago, I actually went and did an investigation with them. I was their skeptic, and we went to this abandoned hospital, of course, right? It's like an old, you know, mental hospital. And for some reason, they start at like 9 o'clock at night and go till 2 a.m. It's like, why can't we do the investigation during the day, right? Like, so I can actually see what the heck's going on. But it was so much fun, but it was super spooky because this place was like 6 stories and, you know, just hundreds of rooms. But there was one moment where we were walking around and I was going up these stairs and I felt something blow into my ear, and I had a flashlight. So I pointed it to the wall, thinking I'd see a hole in the wall, like maybe a gust of wind came through. There was no hole in the wall. And so that really freaked me out. And so we get to the top of the stairs and then the cameraman goes, "Something just blew in my ear too." And so we were like, "Let's get the heck out of here. Like, I'm gone." It was so creepy.
Tommy, we have audio of that?
No, we have actually what they've done. So Carrie and Tori had the OG Ghost Hunters on, and they've done a rapid fire myth busting with them. So like, are cold spots a thing? Can animals see ghosts? And so they did rapid fire, which we have here. And then if you want to listen to all the cool explanations behind it, you got to check out the MythFits podcast.
Will you bust some ghosty myths for us? Orbs in photos are spirits. Cold spots mean paranormal activity.
That's not true.
Spirits can drain batteries and electronics.
It has happened to us. I will say that all of a sudden our cameras are fully charged and they drain. But I don't think that there's any entity, ghost, demon, or spirit looking at someone's camera and saying, "I need that energy."
Ghosts only appear at night.
Not true.
Mirrors and reflective surfaces attract spirits.
Zero chance that's true.
No.
Animals can see ghosts.
Well, I think they can see a hell of a lot more than we can. On that same note, you get false positives, though, from animals, because a lot of times people are like, "It's always my cat sitting here staring in this corner all the time." And Steve and me have had the fun time of opening up the wall and finding that we just allowed a bunch of chipmunks free into somebody's house. And there were like 3 pissed off chipmunks that took off through the house. And let me tell you, they might be cute, but they are mean little son of whatever.
I would not like to be haunted by a chipmunk.
Okay, there was one about orbs also. Like, orbs are not a real thing.
Nah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. It's dust. Yeah. So it's dust. It's like dust being reflected.
Right. Out of focus dust.
It's and when you're taking a picture, especially if there's a light or the sun in the background of you, it'll reflect into the camera lens. And so that's what you're seeing. But sometimes it just makes you feel better to know that, you know, Uncle Jim is in a photo.
Right. Well, you guys, thanks for your time. Appreciate it so much. Myth Fits Again is on this really great podcasting network.
Ooh, tell us more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the name of it's Pioneer. They really care about their talent a lot. I mean, a lot. And it's a really great podcast. If you have nostalgia for Mythbusters, you will absolutely love this. It is Myth Fits. You guys, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate you.
Thanks, you guys. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's The Burt Show.
It's The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We'll explain in a second how Tommy almost blew this surprise also.
Bad the thousand.
This guy. I get this text message a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, Lord.
From a listener who still has my phone number.
Neat.
It's my fault. Yep.
Are you going to change your phone number after the show ends?
No. Nothing changes.
I'm just going to keep it.
I'm just going to sleep. That's it. The only thing that's changing.
Just hope people forget about you.
Yeah, I might give it out again for fear that people are going to forget about me.
I need validation. Text me.
Yes. I swear ever since you announced your retirement, the shows have been fire. The discussions, the surprise guests, the honesty, the vulnerability, the fear, the tears. Wow. Kudos, Burt Show. And I wrote, thank you so much. I think we're just in the, we don't give AF mode.
DGAF, baby.
There we are. All right, so Tommy almost messed this surprise guest up also, as he did earlier this morning.
Oops. Where I am.
We're trying so hard. Burt made the request a couple weeks ago because we were putting everything. We have this schedule that everybody shares. You can see all the comings and goings of the show. And he's like, you know what, guys? It would be really... I want to be surprised. Like, can you, like, you can do all this, but... So we started a whole separate schedule of all the guests we have coming in and the people we have calling in to relive all the heydays of the Burt Show. And Tommy...
He can't get it right.
I love it so much.
I'm just so used to giving you all the details.
Yes.
And I'm a person that gives... way too many details.
Oh, you think?
So we're
hey, that's called detail oriented.
And we're already running late, so I do want to get this next guest on.
This person from North Carolina?
Well, her husband's from North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
We
that's what I was asking.
Yes. So,
because he sounds a lot like the way I talk and the way my friends talk.
And I think he worked for the Showgram too, if
yes,
I remember correctly.
Yes, he did.
All right, so here you go. He is not coming in because he has to work, but his wife is coming in, and they met here at the radio station. station. Love blossomed. She actually brought her son with her as well because she and I were texting and she's like, you know, honestly, I wouldn't have my family if it wasn't for the Bert Show.
Why does Bert look confused?
I'm not confused. I've got a story here because I know who it is now.
You do? Okay.
This is the third family that has come together because of the Bert Show.
Because Melissa Carter was just on saying, like, she and Katie Joe and Mr. Carter, and then Jim was on yesterday, and she and Grant and their two beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're creating families left and right.
Yeah, right.
This is a very horny studio. Anyway, please welcome back to the Bert Show, promotions guru extraordinaire.
Sweetest.
Jen Fallon.
Yay! Here she is. So sweet. Hey, this is your son? Wow.
And her adorable son, Brady. Or I should say handsome. You've gotten so big.
Oh, hey. Nice to meet you, Bert.
Do they call him Little Hoss?
Little Hoss? Go ahead and have a seat right there. You can sit right here, Brady, right next to me, bud.
Okay, I'm going to have to alter some of the stories I was going to tell.
He can do earmuffs whenever you want, but he's 11 now, so he can also, he can take a few things.
Wow, this is such a trip.
I know, right?
Wow. So Jen Fallon has been, well, we don't call you Jen Fallon anymore.
No, at work, I'm still Jen Fallon. Yeah? So, yeah.
When did you start with the show?
2004.
What?
Right out of college.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
2004. So.
And you're still with the company today?
I am. I have been with the company almost, what is that? In January, it'll be 22 years.
That's crazy. You look great.
Thank you.
This is crazy. So I texted or I sent a message. It's weird that you're in today.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting all this. One of the things. You know what I tend to do sometimes is ruminate over the bad things. And I hit up Jen the other day as I'm looking back at my career and stuff like that.
Not knowing she was coming on.
Not having any idea she was coming on at all. Maybe you, did you DM me first?
I commented on a picture. You were going through all of your old archives and I commented that we used to use VHS tapes to record the show because that was the only thing large enough to hold a whole show.
Yeah.
So I was like, where are all the VHS tapes? Just commenting on a picture and he messaged back.
So Jen's husband, Haas, is about the nicest guy, the sweetest guy you would ever meet in your life. Way too good for radio. And I proved that. And
you put him through a lot.
I did. And I apologized to send an apology to him a couple of days ago. One thing I'm not going to miss about this job is sacrificing people's personal lives for the good of ratings. And this specific one, there's a couple of things. One I won't mention because your son's in the room, and I'd rather not bring it up at all. But the second one was, I remember being down at Bert's Big Adventure, and I had got Haas press passes to Georgia Tech. And while I was down in Bert's Big Adventure, I was starting to get messages from Georgia Tech saying that, who did you give those press passes to? Because they sold them, right? And I was furious. What I should have done, I don't know to this day if he did or didn't, doesn't even matter. I'm sure he didn't because he's just the sweetest freaking guy ever. But I exposed it on the air and I made him look bad and it was kind of a running thing and he was denying it and it was all content and people aren't content. And it was really regrettable. I would never handle that situation now the way I did back then. And I've regretted it. And I sent her a message the other day saying, like, I am really sorry. Can you pass this on to Haas? I'm starting to get all choked up because it must have really hurt. And it must have been really embarrassing.
Thank you for saying that. And I did pass that message on to him. So
thanks.
We appreciate that.
But he wants nothing to do with you.
That's why he's not here.
He says, screw you, I'm not coming in.
I understand it. That's why I didn't want to come in.
Well, he does have a real job. I'm in radio, too, so I can say that. But his job, believe it or not, Haas, the stunt guy, he used to do all the crazy jokes in the studio and making people laugh and doing weird things. He is now an assistant principal at an elementary school.
Isn't that crazy?
He has gotten his master's degree, then his specialist degree, and now he is getting his doctorate. And so next December, he will be Dr. Johnson.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Haas is going to be Dr. Johnson.
Have you shared some of the crazy things that he used to do on the radio with your son?
Yeah, he's told you some of his crazy stuff. Which ones? Do you remember any particular ones?
Honestly, no, I don't think I do.
I mean, he's here some of the old stories from Ace and TJ before he was here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I heard you mention Bob and the Showgram a couple of weeks ago. I think you forgot you poached him from Bob and the Showgram.
He
was there for a month before you brought him down here.
Yeah, Bob was pissed. Yeah.
Yes, he was. And how did you two end up crossing paths and then a budding romance?
Yes.
And now you've been married for how long?
12 years. He's 11, 12 years.
And then you have a younger son, too.
Yes, we have a younger son who's 8. His name's Avery. He's more shy, and so I figured he wouldn't like this setting. But Brady is not shy, so he wanted to join me today. But yes, I was started as an intern in 2004. At some point, you started paying me, which was great. I helped answer phones. I was a traffic reporter, board operator, all the things, just to keep a paycheck. And then Bert also trusted me with Bert's Big Adventure, which was huge for me. I have a very soft spot for children with special needs or, you know, chronic and terminal illnesses. And so I think I was the first paid employee of Bert's Big Adventure.
So Jen did it. Jen Hobby did it initially just because she had a promotions background and we had nobody else to do it. So I kind of forced it on her.
And then Jen trained me to take over. And so I was Bert's Big Adventure coordinator for 4 years.
That's right.
I got to go on those trips every year. And so I was working for the show for about 3 years and Bert's Big Adventure for about 3 or 4 years. And Bert hired Haas to come do these crazy stunts down in here, be this redneck guy from North Carolina making all the jokes and be a little bit of a playboy, actually. And so when he first...
By the way, I didn't make him a playboy.
No. The character of a playboy. And so when he first came in, I was kind of like rolling my eyes at this new guy that's supposed to be a kind of a joke. But after about 6 months of being friends, we started to have feelings for each other. But we kept it a secret for a little while until he was... do you remember this, how you figured out we were dating?
I don't.
Okay. He also was a phone screener and he used your office that you would go into after the show. And on the computer, he and I were instant messaging. This was back when AIM was a thing.
Oh,
we were
like
instant
this.
Messaging.
He's like, give me the tea.
I don't know if you know this story. We were instant messaging about like we had hung out that previous weekend and we were being very flirty and like referencing having gone out that weekend, maybe having made out that weekend before. And he left the computer screen open on your computer, Bert. So after the show, Bert walks into the studio and sees this on the screen, this message between me and Haas. And it basically revealed that we had been secretly dating and keeping it a secret from the show.
Right.
So Bert printed out the whole conversation. Yes. And he brought it to the studio and said, okay, do you guys have something to tell us?
This is on the air?
On the air. Of course it was on the air.
I don't even recall that.
You don't remember the scars and the pain you've inflicted. He said, I can either read this on the air or you guys can confess that you guys are dating. And we both held strong. We're like, no, we're not dating. Because we were coworkers. We didn't want to really muddy the waters. So we said no. We stuck to it. And you're like, okay, this is your last chance. If you don't want to confess, I'm going to read this on air. And so we played it off as though it was a joke that he had like set it up for you to find it. And it was going to be a funny stunt. But in reality, it was a true conversation. But you read it word for word on air.
I am the worst.
did they
really am the
buy
worst.
It as a stunt? They kind of were like, okay, they're telling us it's a stunt, but it doesn't seem like a stunt. So we're not really sure. Mm-hmm. And so they just for a while kind of sat on it and kind of, I think, watched us. And I eventually figured out that we truly were dating. So that was in January of 2007 when we first started dating.
Dang. Was Haas the member that was on Bert's Big Adventure where he literally blew up his throat?
Yes.
For hundreds of dollars?
Yes, Bert. Well, we don't get paid a lot in radio, especially in your early 20s. You're not making much money. And so Bert was like, I'll give you $100 if you will lick the handrail on the Disney transportation bus, the ones that everybody holds.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, $100? Okay. And so he goes and licks the railing and... was it right after we got back from Bert's Big Adventure? He had like the worst strep throat you've ever seen in your life. It was disgusting.
He was out for like 8 months.
Yeah.
I would have refused to kiss him for several months.
I did. And at this point, this was early on in our relationship, like a month in probably. And so, yes, there was no kissing anytime around that. But I will say that Bert's Big Adventure is what made me kind of see his softer side and see how good he is with kids. And it's actually what led him into education, because after he got out of radio, he had to figure out, okay, what am I going to do next? And he loved his time with Bert's Big Adventure and all the children he worked with. So he started as a special ed teacher. And then just, you can start as a teacher as long as you have a college degree and you can work on your teaching degree while you're doing that. So he started as a special ed teacher. So Bert's Big Adventure kind of led him to that.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what led me to see his softer side and how he would be as a father one day. And that kind of what made me fall more in love with him more than just a casual romance at work.
These are the stories that touch my heart so much. Mm-hmm. You know, it is one thing to come in here and do really fun stuff, make people laugh. But the stuff here where this guy now is here because of all of that.
Right.
That's the important stuff right there. And the fact that he found himself connected to the special needs world through Bert's Big Adventure is everything.
Yes. And he still misses radio and probably would have loved a career in radio too, but it just wasn't in the cards for us as a family. It's hard for two people to do radio together. And I'm not on the air anymore, but I have loved my, you know, career in radio on the promotion side of things. So for us to just be able to move around a lot, it wouldn't have worked for two of us. So he made the decision to go a different route, and education was that, and he's made a good career out of it.
That was just smart. That was a real, yes, I told you he was smart.
Yeah. Brady has something.
Wasn't he at Walton when he was doing this special ed teaching?
Well, he also was a baseball coach. So he loved baseball too.
That's right.
He was a baseball coach at Walton for 10 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, while he was teaching.
You should be proud of your dad. He's a great guy. He's a really, really
your
super guy.
Your mom's questionable.
Your mom. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks so much for having us, and thank you for everything. I mean, obviously, my career, I've not left the company. You guys couldn't get rid of me.
Yeah.
So I've been here forever, and I still get to work with you guys in bits and pieces along the way, and I've gotten to know Kristen and Cassie. Abby, I hate that I haven't met you until now.
Well, you got 3 days. It's nice meeting you. Really nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Tell your dad I said hi, okay? All right. It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.